弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters and friends.
刚才负责招待的弟兄跟我讲说，我们可能还会有人来，现在没地方坐了，能不能大家往中间集中一下，让后来的人边上能有个地方坐一坐
？The usher just requested that we sit closer to the front, so we have more spaces for latecomers. It's pretty crowded today.
感谢神，我们南湾华人基督教会上个周末在一个幽静美丽的山林湖畔，度过了我们一年一度的秋令营。
Praise the Lord that last weekend, our church had a very good retreat in a beautiful lakeside campground.
那这次我们秋令营的主题是什么？去过的弟兄姐妹还记得吗
？Let me ask those who attended, Do you still remember what's the main theme of this retreat?
还记得吗？对，何等美善的关系。
Theme is what a good and pleasant relationship.
那是怎么样一个何等美善的关系？我们有四次的讨论信息。
And we have four topics discussed relating to this theme.
我已经听见了。健康教会服事三部曲就是仆人、朋友、同工。
Trilogy of healthy church ministry, servants, friends, co-workers.
盼望神的话语能够感动我们，让我们与弟兄姐妹之间，首先互相建立一个仆人的心态，然后呢，互相成为朋友。在仆人和朋友这两个前提下，我们在教会里边一起来服侍搭配，那将是一个多么美妙的一个局面。
May the Lord help us that we all have an attitude of being servants and we become friends. And based on those two bases, we become co-workers for this church. And what a beautiful picture it will be.
那今天我们要讨论思想的经文中呢，也和我们秋令会的主题那个关系有关系。
Today our topic is also related to the theme of relationship, building relationship.
首先，我请大家看一组蝴蝶的照片。
First, I'd like to show you a group of pictures about butterfly.
蝴蝶是一个完全变态的昆虫。什么叫完全变态？不是心理变态，是身体外形的变态。
Butterfly has to go through a metaphor process, complete metaphor process.
它一生要经过四种不同的形体的变化。
Butterfly has to go through four different stages of the physical appearance.
由小小的虫卵孵出幼虫。
From the eggs to become larva.
那它这种幼虫呢，要经过4到6次的痛苦的蜕皮之后，长大了以后变成蛹。
And after a pair of different several layers of skins, then they become the pupa.
最后由蛹羽化成为能飞善舞的蝴蝶。
Pupa becomes the real butterfly.
虫卵。幼虫、蛹和蝴蝶四个身体不同的形状的变化，在蝴蝶的一生中。
From egg to larva to pupa to butterfly, four stages.
那有一种动物，幼小的时候是四条腿走路，长大成熟以后变成两条腿走路，到了晚年成三条腿走路，这是什么动物？
Many people know that another kind of animal grows from four legs to two legs, and when gets old, use three legs.
我们人的形体虽然不会像蝴蝶那样有反差那么明显的外边形体的变化。
Although our transformation of human beings are not as apparent as the butterfly does,
我们用一句俗语讲，那叫脱胎换骨的变化。
The butterfly has a fully metaphor change.
但是我们人是有思想的，我们的世界观、我们的价值观，却是可以更新变化。
Though physically we don't change that much, but our thinking, our worldview, and our value, system continues to change.
所以我想问弟兄姐妹们，受洗成为基督徒之后，我们的眼神、我们的话语、我们的行事为人的方式、方法和准则发生变化了没有？
So I'd like to ask those who have been baptized Christians, I'd like to ask you whether your attitude, your move, the way you do things and your value system, did that make any change?
仔细想一想，不能说没有变化，对不对？
You should have changed.
但是变化的够不够大？够不够彻底？也就是说，我们的世界观和价值观有没有产生那种脱胎换骨的变化？
So, do our value system and our worldview, made a complete change, just like the butterflies?
那我们有没有变化？变化的程度怎么样？我们身边的亲人，也就是说，我们的配偶、我们的父母、我们的孩子，以及我们的同学、我们的同事。包括我们教会的教牧同工和弟兄姐妹们最有发言权。
Because people surrounding you, your family, your colleagues, and even your co-workers in the church, they can tell you whether you made a big change or not.
尤其是我们身边和我们关系最亲密的人，他们最有发言权，我们身体是否变化，变化的程度。
Those who are closer to you observe your change daily.
创世纪三十二章二十二到二三十二节这十一节经文讲述的是关于以色列人的祖先雅各的一段故事。
So the passage we just read in Genesis chapter 32 is about the change of the famous ancestors of the Israel.
借着这段经文的故事，我们一起来思想一个主题。
So through this story, let's ponder on this
经历痛苦，接受神化妆的赐福。
And that's the topic of my sermon today, which is receiving God's disguised blessing through experiencing pains.
那我们首先对雅各这个人做一个简单的回顾。
So first, let's do some quick review about Jacob, this character.
挪亚的后代，亚伯拉罕的儿子，以撒为亚伯拉罕生了一对双胞胎。
Jacob is the one of the twins, came from Isaac, which come from Abraham, and is Noah's offspring.
先出生的老大叫以扫，后出生的弟弟就是雅各。
The older brother of the twins is Esau. The younger brother is Jacob.
按照希伯来人的传统，长子是未来家族的领袖，是要继承父亲的权利和责任的。
According to Jewish tradition, the eldest son is to inherit the father's authority and responsibility.
但是随着年龄的增长，弟弟雅各是用手段，不仅获得了他哥哥那个长子的名分。
But Jacob, when they grew up, Jacob.Got the inheritance through his tricky measures.
而且从他父亲那里骗取了原本应该给他哥哥的最后那个长子的祝福。
He even deceived his father, to give him the blessing that was originally designed for his brother.
结果怎么样？他那痛苦而又愤怒的哥哥发誓要怎么样？要把这个弟弟杀掉。
As a consequence, his angry brother swore to kill his brother.
所以为了躲避哥哥的杀身之祸，雅各就逃到了他的舅舅拉班家。
So to save his life, Jacob ran away from home and ran to his mother's brother, Laban.
雅各在他舅舅家度过了多少年的逃亡生涯？大家还记得吗？
How many years he spent in this refugee life in his uncle's house.
整整二十年，这二十年他过了什么样的日子
？Exactly 20 years, and what kind of life he had lived.
我给大家读一段经文，《创世纪》三十一节四十一章。我在你家里做了整整二十年的工，为了娶你的两个女儿，我服侍你十四年。为了获得你的羊群，我服侍你六年。即使这样，你还十次改了我的工价。哇，惨不忍睹啊
！So his life is reflected in chapters 31, verse 41. It was like this for the 20 years I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times.
从雅各的经历让我们看到，一个善于用欺骗手段的人，却被另一个人用欺骗的手段一次一次的对付。
So through Jacob's life, we found out that Jacob is a deceptive person, but he met his match in his uncle Laban.
然而，在经历了一次次痛苦的磨练之后，雅各的生命，我们说。在不断的成长。
However, through those continuous trials and adversities, Jacob's life also grew.
尤其是在《创世纪》三十二章二十二到三十二这段经文中，雅各的生命我们可以说是发生了飞跃式的变化。
And in the passage we read this morning, we saw Jacob's life had made a dramatic jump.Or quantum leap.
那我再次想问弟兄姐妹们，在我们做了基督徒的日子中，我们自己的生命有没有经历过那种飞跃式的变化呀
？So I want to ask you, brothers and sisters, have your spiritual life made such a quantum leap?
那对于雅各来讲。我们来思想他的生命为什么会发生飞跃式的变化。
Let's think why Jacob had experienced such a leap in his spiritual life.
因为他遇见了神，而且被神亲自摸着了。
Because he had met God and he was touched by God.
那我们今天就从三个方面，雅各遇见神的背景。雅各遇见神的经过和雅各遇见神的结果所表现出来各种各样复杂的心情来一起思想我们今天的主题就是经历痛苦接受神化妆赐福的这个主题
So today we are going to talk about several dimensions of Jacob's emotion the backgroundThe process and the results of his meeting God.
首先，我们从《创世纪》三十二章二十二到二十四节上半部分的经文来了解雅各遇见神的背景。
From verses 22 through the first part of 24, we can see the backdrop of how he met God.
使定神的应许返回父家。
So our first topic is that he held on to God's promise and determined to return home.
二十二节，他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子都过了亚伯渡口。二十三节，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去。二十四节前半部分，只剩下雅各一人。
From verse 22 to 24, we saw Jacob send forthhis family first, and then his belongings, and finally he was left alone.
在这段经文中，我们仔细来看，雅各他所表现的是两种极不调和的一情感的反应。
So through those three verses, we saw a great contrast of Jacob's two different type of emotional reflection.
我称它是亲情和绝情。
I would call that, he's showing his family bond with his family, but on the other hand, it also shows his ruthlessness.
那刚才我们从31章41节经文了解到，雅各在他舅舅家里遭受了许许多多的委屈。
Earlier, we saw that in his uncle's house, Jacob had met a lot of the adversities.
但是他获得的呢，也是非常可观的。
But on the other hand, he also gains a lot.
他得到了什么？两个妻子，两个妾。刚才读的经文里边，11个儿子，其中还包括一个女儿。
So he received two wives, two concubines, 11 sons, and one daughter.
另外，在前面30章43节还记载说，雅各越来越富有，有许多的羊群、奴隶、骆驼和驴。
And the last verse in chapter 30 says, In this way, Jacob the man grew exceedingly prosperous and came to own large flocks and maidservants and manservants and camels and donkeys.
到此我们可以思想一下，雅各的舅舅家哈兰，在今天的也就是叫那个国家叫什么？伊拉克。伊拉克的西北那个位置，而他的父家当年20年前他离开的父家是在耶路撒冷的西南那个位置。
According to geography back then, his uncle's house, Haran, is in the northwest part of today's Iraq.
那我
On the
在
other
往。
hand, 20 years ago, his father's house, Gerar, was located in southwest of Jerusalem.
那我在网上查了一下，两地相距大约是600英里。大概是1000公里，也就是相当于从我们 South Bend 到东部的费城。
So Pastor Google it, and the location is about 600 miles or 1,000 kilometers, kilomiles away, like the distance between South Bend and Philadelphia.
谁好像驾车去了费城？陈峰，是不是？
Who spent the
多
last
长时
weekend
间，
in North
一路不停走高速得10个小时。那他们当时没有高速公路，要翻山越岭，带着妻儿老少的那么多的财产，要走多长时间呀？
Even today, it will take 10 hours continuous driving to get to Philadelphia from here. So you can imagine the difficulty that Jacob had moving from his uncle's house to his father's house.
不单是路途艰难，而且雅各如果回去的话，还要面对他哥哥当年的杀身之祸。如果他哥哥还记得仇的话，那个危险也存在。
And most dangerous is that he was not sure whether his brother still want to kill him or not.
雅各为什么冒这个险要回家？
So why did Jacob bother to take such a big risk?
我们看一段经文，《创世纪》31章3节，耶和华对雅各说：“你要回你祖、你父之家，到你亲族那里去，我必与你同在。
Because in chapter 31, verse 3, it says, Then the Lord said to Jacob, Go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you.
”这就是雅各决定要冒险回到父家的原因。指定神的应许，返回父家。
So Jacob held on this promise and decided to go home.
那现在我们来看看雅各的亲情和绝情表现在什么地方。
Now let's look into his two dramatic different emotions.
首先是亲情，22节，他夜间起来，带着巴拉巴拉巴拉过河了。
First, let's look back to the verse 22 of chapter 32.
大家可以翻开圣经，我研究了一下这段经文，在23节，中文说先打发他们过河。实际上，在这个前面，我们中文省略了一段话，就是他带着他们先打发他们，他带着他们。
Actually, in the Chinese version, it was not, it has some omission. The actual translation means that Jacob himself brought his family over across the river and then brought his belongings across the river.
这一句非常重要。
This is a very important.
因为他不仅仅在二十二节带着妻子、孩子送他们过河，然后呢就打发仆人说：“你们赶着牲口过去吧。”不是这样的。
He did not just send them off.
而是带着他们所有的，包括他的妻妾、儿女、仆人、羊群、驴、骆驼等，一趟一趟的亲自把他们都送过河。
So the scene should be that he himself crossed the river several times, accompanying his family first, and then his belongings and his servants.
所以在整个渡河的过程中，雅各他充分体现了三个角色：丈夫、父亲，还有主人那种关怀爱护的亲情。
In this numerous crossover, the river, Jacob demonstrates that he has a strong, he shows a very strong love to be a husband, to be the father, and to be the master of his servants.
但是二十四节只剩下雅各一个人是什么意思？
But how come verse 24 says that now Jacob was left alone?
他们所有的送过河之后呢，自己悄悄的独自一人又返回到河对岸。
Why did he bother to come back to the other side of the river?
什么原因呢
？Why?
根据雅各他的一贯表现，他独自留下来很可能是要仔细的观察，是要等到没有危险之后再过河去和亲人在一起。
According to his consistent behavior, I think he decided to come back in order to observe.
所以我们说雅各这个时候表现的是绝情的一面。
So he shows his ruthlessness.
这是有原因的。三十二章前面的第三节，你看雅各打发人先去见他哥哥以扫。第六节说，那人回来告诉雅各，我们到了你哥哥以扫那里，他带着四百人正迎着你来。
哇 ！And he shows this coldness, maybe was because verse 3 of chapter 32 says, Jacob sent, verse 6 is somebody told Jacob that when the messenger returned to Jacob, they said, "We went to your brother Esau, and now he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him."
所以雅各这个是完完全全的在一种对他哥哥的惧怕之中。
So he is in complete fear.To his brother.
所以惧怕呢，他就会想对策。
Due to fear, he would think about response.
我来读读三十三章第一到二节。雅各举目观看，见以扫来了，后头跟着四百人，他就把孩子们分开，交给利亚、拉结和两个使女，并且叫两个使女和他们的孩子在前头，利亚和他的孩子在后头，拉结和约瑟在近后头。
So if you continue to read chapter 33, the first two verses, Jacob looked up and there was Esau coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two maidservants. He put the maidservants and their children in front, Leah and her children next.And Rachel and Joseph in the rear.
当雅各做了这样的安排，他的妻妾心中会怎么想？
So when Jacob made such an arrangement, how would his wives thought about him?
为雅各生了儿子的两个使女， 皮拉和西帕会怎么样看雅各呀
？So the two concubines will, how would they look at Jacob？
好你个狠心的主人呐、啊！你不怜惜我们这些卑贱的妾身，也要顾念你亲生的儿子，怎么让我们在前面做挡箭牌呀
？How come you put us first to bear the brunt of the attack, possible attack? If you don't care about we two concubines, at least you care about the sons that we have bared for you.
那利亚怎么会看雅各呀
？So how would Leah, the first wife, look at？
好你个无情的放羊的！在你的十一个儿子中，我为你生了六个，还为你生了长子，你就这样对待你的正宫娘娘
？Leah might be thinking, you are such a ruthless shepherd. I have bear for you six sons out of this 11, and even the eldest is.Come from me. How can you treat your legitimate wife?
大家都知道雅各说他最爱拉结，他把拉结和他所生的儿子约瑟最小的排在最后，拉结领情吗
？We all know that he loves Rachel, the second wife, and here it shows that he put Rachel and his only son Joseph at the end, but Would Rachel feel Jacob's love at this moment?
拉结心里可能会想：你说你爱我们，可是昨天晚上黑灯瞎火的，你把我们孤儿寡母的扔在这个荒山野岭，只顾自己躲在对岸观察动静，保护自己的性命。
He might be thinking that you said you loved us, but last night you put us.Me and my son in this wilderness, and you went back to the other side of the river, just caring about your own safety.
对雅各精于算计的为人，最了解他的莫过于他最爱的人。
So knowing Jacob is very calculating his personality.So knowing him the most are the one that's closest to him, his wives.
我们自己在自己的日常生活中扮演着什么样的角色
？So in our normal life, what kind of roles do we play?
夫妻之间心情好的时候呢，太太可以管太太叫什么呀？妈咪，亲爱的。
So when husband and wife are in good relationship, the husband will call the wife's mommy or dear or whatever.
那对先生说 daddy, 甚至说好哥哥。
The wives may call the husband with, I can't translate that.
Daddy and brother， 但是心情糟糕的是怎么样？直呼其名，某某某，你给我过来，某某某，你给我听着。
So when the relationship is not good, they change terms.
那父母与孩子的关系怎么样？尤其是在众多弟兄姐妹的孩子家庭中。
How about, the relationship between children and parents, especially when the family has quite a few children?
父母对孩子的偏爱，对孩子的心理伤害是非常非常大的。
If the parents show partiality or prefer some children over others, it will cause a big harm to some children.
在我的兄弟姐妹中，我的姐姐、我的哥哥、我的弟弟都是大眼睛、双眼皮儿。
For example, among my brother and sisters.They all have big eyes and the double,
唯独我是单眼皮儿。
It's not eyelash, it's what? Eyelid, okay. Double eyelid. But I'm the only one that with single eyelid.
当我懂事之后，得知 我父亲曾经因为我的单眼皮不喜欢过我的时候，我的心中被伤害了好多年。
And I remember I was hurt for many years after I learned that my father disliked me because my single eyelid.
今天解放了。
Of course, now I released that.
那我们了解了雅各指定神的应许返回父家所表现的亲情和绝情之后，现在我们就从抓住神的应许绝不放弃来认识雅各的另外两种情感。
Now let's turn to the other two type of emotions that Jacob had revealed.
抓住神的祝福绝不放弃。24节下半部分和29节开始的部分。
From verse 24 through 29, it shows Jacob grabbed God's blessing without giving up.
这段经文是描述雅各遇见神的经过。
It shows the process of how Jacob met God.
表现的是激情和痴情两种情感的发泄。
And Jacob shows his passion and his infatuation.
那我们首先来看激情。
First, his passion.
24节，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
Verse 24, so Jacob was left alone and a man wrestled with him till daybreak.
我们可以想象，在漆黑的夜空之下，除了风声和河里边的流水声，雅各这个时候呢，胆战心惊的最怕一个什么事情？
So during that night when he was alone, besides the sounds of the wind and the river,What kind of things Jacob was afraid most?
当他张开耳朵瞪大眼睛的突然一个人不速之客来到跟前抓起来和他就打起来了。
And here came a complete stranger and grabbed him and fought with him.
这时候雅各想对方最可能的是谁 so, 是不是他哥哥派来的杀手
He immediately was thought about this person,Maybe an assessor from his brother.
那在舅舅家做了20年牧羊人的雅各，这时候不甘示弱，就跟他扭打起来，直到黎明天快亮的时候。
And remember, Jacob had been trained or forced to be a shepherd, for 20 years. Therefore, he naturally would, fight with this attacker, and till daybreak.
所以这是雅各的激情。
This is his passion. He has the zealous to fight.
那从后边25到26节的经文告诉我们，站主动的这场摔跤过程中，站主动的是这位神秘的不速之客。
So in this fight, we see that it's the stranger who is taking the active role.
最后是对方将雅各的大腿窝摸了一把以后，这场摔跤告结束。
And the fight ended when this stranger touches the socket of Jacob's hip.
那两个人打完架以后，对方想要离开，雅各的态度如何呀
？But then we saw Jacob won't let Jacob's attitude when the fight was over. What was Jacob's attitude?
想占了我的便宜就走啊，没门必须得给我点什么。
I can't let you go like this. You have to give me something.
所以26节后半部分呢，我们看到雅各痴情的要对方给自己好处。
So he has that infatuation. He's determined to get something out of this stranger.
所以他说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。”
He said, "If you don't bless me, I will not let you go."
大家注意，他这里边的口气非常强硬，但是到了后边29节呢，改变了，请说话，这里边有很细腻的心理变化。
But when you get to verse 29, Jacob said, "Please." So we see a subtle change of his
那在27节，当那人问他名字的时候，他脱口而出：“我叫雅各。”
So when he was asked by the stranger, "What's your name?" And Jacob,
雅各的名字有什么含义啊？我们中间有没有叫雅各的
？Do we have any Jacob here?
他出生的时候是抓着哥哥的脚后跟，他一生行骗，所以雅各的意思就是抓住脚后跟欺骗。
So Jacob means grab the heel of someone else, and the other meaning is deceiving.
所以对方马上就跟他说，你不要再叫什么抓住脚后跟叫欺骗了，多难听啊，你就叫以色列。
So that man told him that your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel.
以色列是什么意思
？What's the meaning of Israel?
无论从中文或者英文的字面来看呢，都是对古代的希伯来文的音译，叫 Israel。
You heard the Hebrew original pronunciation from Pastor.
后面 L 是神的意思。
The L means God.
伊斯拉这个词儿呢，很多的意思：搏斗、教力、公正、正直、坚持、审判、执政啊、管制啊等等，很多的含义在里边。
The front part Isra has many meanings: wrestling, comparing, righteousness, insistence, judgment, and managing.
现在越来越多的解经家认为呢，以色列的意思呢。就是后面28节所讲的，因为你与神与人较力都得胜了。这意思就是呢，与神较力或者与神搏斗，这就是以色列的意思。
Many theologians come to a conclusion that the closest meaning of Israel is, like verse 28. You wrestle with God and man, and you won.
28节这个话说完了，就实际上已经间接的告诉他，这位神秘的不速之客就是神。
From verse 28, it reveals that this stranger was God Himself.
神在这里夸雅各的什么？如果他当时呢打不过对方，有36计走围上溜走的话，他就失去了得到神的。这次美好的祝福的机会。
Why did God bless Jacob? Because Jacob did not give up. He did not run away, after a short period of fighting.
但是在29节，雅各又变得非常痴情的，还想确认，请问你的名字。
But on verse 29, we saw the insistence of Jacob.
所以对方说，何必问我的名字？为什么？
He insists to ask this stranger's name, and the stranger said, "Why do you want to ask?"
在出埃及记当年，摩西曾经跟耶和华说：“显出您的荣耀，让我看。”耶和华怎么回答他
？In Exodus chapter 33, when Moses asked Jehovah to show His glory, how did God answer that?
说你不能看见我的面，人如果看见我的面，就死。
God replied to Moses that you cannot see my face because any man see my face will not survive.
所以这一次对雅各来讲是一个非常可贵的经历，因为他曾经战胜了他的哥哥以扫而获得了长子的名分，那他曾经战胜了他的父亲而获得了对长子的祝福。他也曾经战胜了他的舅舅，而获得了大量的财富。
Okay, so this is a very important experience, a very precious experience to Jacob, because in the past, Jacob had overcome his brother Esau, and he obtained the heritage to be the elder son. He also overcame his father, Isaac, and got.The blessing for the eldest son. Also, he overcame his uncle Laban and gained a lot of the fortune.
那他获得前面这些呢？靠的是什么呢？都是欺骗和手段。
But he obtained all those through deceptive approaches.
唯有这次， 获得神的祝福是靠祈求。
But this time, he obtained or he got God's blessing through pleading.
我们来看何西阿书十二章四节，雅各与天使较力，并且得胜，哭泣恳求。
In the book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 4, it says, Jacob struggled with the angel and overcame him. He wept and begged for his favor.
这说明雅各得到这个祝福是用哭泣、祈求、恳求而得来的。
It reveals that Jacob received this blessing through weeping and begging.
所以这也是今天我们基督徒的一个美妙的武器，哭泣。
And this is also a wonderful approach that we can gain blessing, is weep and beg.
雅各还有两种情感，我们来看二十九节下半部分三十二节，牢记神的恩典，永志不忘。
Next, we also see another two dimensions of Jacob's emotion. Through part three, how Jacob remembered God's grace and never forget.
二十九节，于是在那里给雅各祝福。
Verse 29 says that stranger blessed him there.
得到祝福之后，这位神秘者就消失了，不见了。
Then this stranger disappeared.
所以我们来看雅各的另外两个情感，遇见神的结果之后的恩情和盛情。
So we see God here that he shows his appreciation to God and his hospitality.
恩情就是感恩之情，他给那个地方起名字。
Oh, here is the thanksgiving.He showed his thanksgiving to God.
神之面，我面对面见了神，却保全了性命。
And he called that place Peniel, saying that it's because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared.
所以我们可以说，上帝特别的恩待雅各，为了保全他的性命，精心的。上帝为雅各设计了这么一个奇妙的相遇的场面。
So we can see that God prepared this special scene that in order to save Jacob's life, God designed such an encounter experience.
在漆黑的夜晚，上帝用人的形状来出现，使雅各可以面对面又看不见面孔，用这样的方式。与雅各相遇。
So God appeared to him in such a black night, so that Jacob cannot recognize his face.
所以与神面对面相遇，但是呢，他又不知道是神，所以这样呢，就可以不被神来击杀。
Therefore, Jacob's life was spared.
神就是这样爱他所爱的人。
This shows God love how God uses his way to love his, the one that he loves.
那雅各的盛情呢，就表现在后边的第三十一节。我来念现代中文译本说：雅各离开比努伊勒的时候，太阳出来了。由于大腿脱臼，他拖着脚走路，变成了一个瘸腿的人。
Verse 31 says that the sun rose above him as he passed.And he was limping because of his hip.
我们可以想象一个电影的画面，在早晨暖色调平光的照射下，雅各呢，刚毅的脸色，拖着长长的影子，迈着他那个虽瘸却英姿焕发的姿态来追赶他的家人。
So you can imagine a picture that a morning rising sun was behind.Jacob, although he was limping, but you can see that his face, you can picture that his face is shining.
雅各的一生是不是很像蝴蝶的一生，走过一系列痛苦的经历，
To me, Jacob's life is very similar to the life of a butterfly.
但是雅各痛苦经历的高潮就是从一个体格健壮的牧羊人一夜之间怎么样就变成了一个瘸腿的人。
We see that Jacob went through a series of adversities, and on the climax of his life, he was transformed from a healthy, strong shepherd overnight, become a limping, crippled person.
大家以往读这段经文的时候，我想可能不太会注重在他这个瘸腿的结果。
We usually read the passage through here, and we probably did not pay that much attention about the matter of limping.
如果我们单从他的肉体来看，他的腿瘸了，力量衰弱了。
Physically, he might lose his strength because of the crippledness.
但是他从神那里得到了什么样的赐福啊？从今之后，他就终于成了一个整个以色列什么呀？以色列之父啊！
But his faith was strengthened through this encounter with God, and ultimately he became the father of this Israel race.
在我们今天做了基督徒之后，我们的人生是不是也充满了许许多多的挣扎
？When we become Christians, our lives are also filled with all kinds of struggles.
基督徒的生命免不了挣扎。免不了经历痛苦。
We cannot be free from struggles and pains.
所以我们可以说最幸福的事情呢，作为基督徒，就是借着各种各样的人、事、物，而感觉到被神亲自触摸着我们了。
So, to Christians, I think the most happy or most blessed moments are the ones that you feel you were touched by God through all kinds of people, things, and matters or events.
所以做一个基督徒最痛苦的事情是什么？大家想过没有
？So on the other hand, what is the most painful thing for a Christian?
恐怕可能就是认为自己总是怎么这么倒霉呀、啊，总是遇到这不顺心的事情。而没有尝到神的恩典，这是基督徒最痛苦的事情。我相信。
I think the most painful thing for a Christian is that you will feel that you have such a big misfortune. You always encounter bad things, and you have not tasted the grace of the Lord.
大家可能看到那个菜园子里边我种的长到九尺高的西红柿，一会儿大家可以再去摘一点吃。
Some of you have recognized in the garden, just outside of the parking lot, some of the tomatoes has grown more than 9 feet. And you're welcome to grab the small tomatoes and help yourself.
但是当我们看到他们不为自己身上每一颗挂了一二百个惹人喜爱的漂亮的果实而感到自豪的话，却是整天唉声叹气的念念不忘。我在他们小的时候左一刀右一刀在修剪他们的痛苦的时候，我们会有怎么样的感觉
？How would you feel if those tomatoes tell you or complain to you constantly that, when saying that they were when they were young, pastor just cut us off branch by branch, even though today they should have.Feel very proud. There are more than close to 200 tomatoes hanging on there.
所以我可以诚心的跟大家分享，在我们基督徒的人生中，神借着我们身边各种各样的人事物，包括我们自己的家人，甚至还包括我们教会的弟兄姐妹们，让我们可能是经历那些许许多多的痛苦之后，怎么样？让我们褪去一层一层的皮，有的弟兄姐妹们会让我们脱皮的，但是脱了皮以后怎么样？让我们的生命一步一步的成长、成熟起来。 最后使我们的生命成为他人的帮助。盼望我们能够看到这一点。
So I hope we can see through the story of Jacob that maybe your family or even the brothers and sisters in this big family, they will give you struggles, they will give you pains. You will feel that you have been peeled off skin by skin. But I hope that you see the spiritual growth and God's blessing underneath the disguise of those pains.
所以我们说，在我们经历过一些痛苦的伤痕之后，走过来时，我们扭头一看，哇，那是什么呀？是我们基督徒最喜欢说的，就是我们的主题，那是神为我们预备的化妆的赐福。
You may be painful during those moments, but days after, when you return back, look in retrospective, hopefully you will see those disguised blessings.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Father, we thank you for your precious words.
让这圣经中的人事物来让我们看到主，您爱我们爱到底。
Use those characters, stories, to show us that you love us till the end.
愿主您的话语打开我们的心扉，激励我们的生命，让我们在痛苦中经历主您那化妆的赐福。
May your words come for us and spur us so that we can see those blessings, though may be disguised by the pains.
愿主你保守我们，让我们只是定睛的仰望呢被十字架的主耶稣。
Help us cast our eyes on you who are on the cross for us.
让我们经历了被主您亲自摸着的美好的时光。
Help us to remember those precious moments that we have been touched by you.
最终使我们的生命成长，成为主您合用的器皿，成为他人的祝福。
So that we can become a useful vessel for you and be a blessing to others.
感谢祷告祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
蓝色诗歌本第278首，这世界非我家，让我们用这首诗歌来做我们的回应诗歌，来。